Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Today, in honor of Vietnam War Veterans Day, we are re-airing our episode featuring Sergeant First Class Webster Anderson. We'll be back with another episode featuring Captain Stephen Bennett next week. Thanks for listening. Webster Anderson was born in Winnsboro, South Carolina in 1933. He enlisted in the U.S. Army at 20 years old and served in both the Korean and Vietnam Wars. During the Vietnam War, then Staff Sergeant Anderson served as Chief of Section in Battery A of the 101st Division. His main responsibility was to direct artillery fire, calculate trajectories, and relay to howitzer crews their angle of fire. In the very early morning of October 15, 1967, Anderson and Battery A were attacked by the North Vietnamese Army at their defensive position near Tam Kỳ. They took heavy mortar, RPG, and automatic weapons fire, and their defensive perimeter was quickly breached. With total disregard for his own safety, Anderson mounted the barricade that protected and camouflaged the howitzer and his men. He fired his rifle and threw grenades at the assaulting enemy while continuing to direct howitzer fire until two enemy grenades landed at his feet. They exploded, knocking him down and severely wounding him. But Anderson didn't give up. Despite the excruciating pain, he propped himself on the barricade, continued to direct fire on the approaching enemy, and encouraged his men to fight on. Then, a third grenade landed at their position near another wounded soldier. Anderson grabbed the grenade and threw it back at the enemy, but it detonated right after it left his hand, severely wounding his arm. Only partially conscious due to his grievous wounds, Anderson refused medevac and continued to encourage his men. Emboldened by their commander's resilience, Battery A went on to successfully fend off the NVA attack. Anderson miraculously survived the battle, but the doctors weren't able to save his arm or either of his legs. After a year-long recovery, he was sent home from the hospital and medically discharged. 2 years after his battle near Tam Kỳ, Anderson was awarded the Medal of Honor for his leadership and heroism while standing on two prosthetic legs. He passed away in 2003 at 70 years old. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our executive producer and mixing engineer. Declan Roars is our associate producer, scriptwriter, and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
Hello, my name is Peter Zablocki, and I'm a historian, author, and college professor. I'm thrilled to invite you to check out Evergreen Network's History Shorts podcast. Every Tuesday and Thursday, join me on a journey through time, exploring the little-known and hidden gems of history. In each bite-sized episode, I'll dive into my original research to bring you intriguing historical curiosities you've probably never heard of, uncovering the fascinating stories that have shaped our world, from forgotten figures to overlooked events. And the best part? I've condensed all this historical goodness into manageable chunks, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Whether you're commuting to work or squeezing in a quick break, History Shorts fits into the little time you probably think you don't have. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the History Shorts podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.